Hi, I'm Dave Sloss, and I'm thrilled that you're listening to this cassette today because I really believe you'll find it beneficial in one of the most important areas of our lives, personal achievement. I want to start off talking to you today about the title of this program, Don't Just Stand There. You know, we've all heard this phrase, and it ends with, do something. Well, after listening to this tape, we'll finish Don't Just Stand There with, do something positive, or develop a passion, or commit to your goals, or dream big. But whatever you do, don't just stand there. It's when we think that life is passing us by that we feel like we're just standing there. Or maybe when we've tried and failed at something, and now just feel like going through the motions, or worse, completely giving up. See, I believe we're all put on this earth for the ultimate challenge, and that is to play and win the game of life. And one of the keys to winning is to find your passion in life, something you can get fired up about. You know, time flies when you're having fun, and the reason is because you're doing something that you enjoy or are excited about. It's when you become enthusiastic that you've found your vehicle. Now the question is, are you the right driver? If we put famous race car driver A.J. Foyt in a Model T and you in an Indy car, neither would win the Indy 500 because you have to match the driver with the vehicle, meaning you have to match your life with the right profession or vehicle that will take you where you want to go. Keep in mind, however, that your vehicle can win without you, meaning you could choose real estate as a career, but if it's the wrong choice for you or you don't do the things necessary to succeed in it, it won't take you where you want to go. Real estate's a great career for many people and will win for many. The question is, if this is your choice, will it win for you? See, it's not just enough to find your vehicle, you must also become a driver that will win. Because if you want to get serious about winning, you've got to become a competitor. You must be willing to do what it takes to win and make a commitment to your dream. And not just for a month or two or a year or two, but for whatever time it takes to win. That's the definition of a champion. You know, many people start by lying to themselves. They tell themselves that they're making the total commitment to winning, but they're not. Then they lie to their friends, telling them the same story. But if life was a pool of water, all they're really doing is sticking their toe in. Making a total commitment is jumping in. Finally, one day, they realize that what they've been saying isn't what they've been doing. And if it makes them mad enough, that's when they'll say, I'm through lying to myself and everyone else. I'm going to start today making the effort that I know I have to make to win. And that's when they'll make that total commitment to change their life. Are you one of those who's beginning to wonder what you've done with your life? What you've done with your one chance to do something special? That's what it all comes down to, wanting to be somebody. Because I believe we all want to be somebody. We want to be special. We want our lives to have meaning and to have counted for something. You know, it's funny. Non-winners in life think the winners have special talent or ability. Non-winners say, he's gotten a lot of breaks, he's special, or that stuff doesn't work for me. And of course, my favorite, he's really lucky. But you know the main difference between the winners and the non-winners in life? It's a positive winning attitude that won't let them quit. You can't just be one of the gang and win. You've got to be a leader. Do you want to know if you're a leader? All you have to do is look behind you. Is anyone following? See, I can give you the secret of winning in two words. Don't quit. That means giving your all, even after your all has been exhausted. No matter what, don't quit. Always give a total effort, because the winners in life are measured by their total effort, and not by their once-in-a-while attempts at success. In life, those who quit or give up are going to lose, and those who don't are going to win, and very often win big. Don't be one who looks back and says, I wish I had. Be someone who says, I'm glad I did. What's your scoreboard going to say when your life is over? Winner or loser? The difference is, losers drift through life. Winners have dreams and goals. Losers have nothing but problems. Winners have opportunities. Losers say, why me? Winners say, why not me? Losers are always part of the problem, and winners always part of the solution. Losers talk about it. Winners do it. You know, the world is full of talkers. We need people in this country who can do it. Most believe that opportunity only knocks once. Actually, it's always knocking. The problem is, many people just aren't listening. Now, I'm not saying that going after your dreams will be easy, just worth it. You know, life is constantly giving us results for some action that has happened. So it's important to understand that it's how we handle these results that determines the degree of success we'll have in our lives. It's always our choice as to how we'll react to a given situation. And since most of us react pretty well to successful results, let's take a moment and talk about dealing with rejection and what some people call failure. Another word for failure could be results. I say could be because failure and results are not synonymous. Everything we do gives us a result, and hopefully everything we do is not looked upon as a failure.